Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess. In the beginning, episode 13. In the beginning, episode 1-3. And let's begin. Let's go for the word from where we glean all the messages. Okay, the episodes. So we're going for Genesis 1-1. That's where we are starting from. He says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And that is King James Version. That is King James Version. Then we go to Message, is another version. It says, first this, God created the heavens and the earth. All you see, all you don't see. Then that is Message. Then Amplified Classic says, in the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned and created the heavens and the earth. And I told you the reason why I'm doing three versions of the same verse is because they all give a certain different twist to it. Good. So in the previous episode, I was talking about how important it is for us to know that when it was the beginning, there was nothing, tohu bohu, that is Greek for nothing. The earth was without form and void. Without form and void is called what? Tohu bohu, nothing. And if there was nothing in the beginning, then it means that no creature was there. Only the creator. And it means that there were no angels in sight. They were what? Non-existent. What did I say? Non-existent. They were not there. They were not. And therefore, that cast Satan to side because he was part of the angelic host that was created. And there was a day that he was not. There was a day when what? He was not. Oh, very, very important. That before Genesis 1:1, there were no angels. Before Genesis 1:1, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, there were no angels. Oh, hallelujah. And this must become revelation knowledge for you, not just head knowledge. So in Ezekiel 28, and we're going back there, it says, thou hast been, so God, the first, verse 11 says that, God said to Ezekiel, son of man, lift up a lamentation against the king of Tyre. T-Y-R-E. And I told you the king of Tyre was a physical king. But the things we read about him in this verse shows us that it was not talking just about the physical king. But there was something else. And that is called a metaphor. Talking about the king of Tyre, but that was not exactly for him, but was for another being he was talking about. So thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond, the bell, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee. So he's talking about how he was created. You know, when sometimes you misbehave towards your mother or your father or somebody was there when you were giving birth to, they begin to tease you because how you came. For me, my uncles and my aunties who were at my birth, I mean, when I was giving birth to the first day, they saw me. They said I used to cry in a very funny way. And they said, what is wrong with this girl? Why is she always crying this way? I used to cry with all my strength. And when they're doing it, it's so funny. So when you meet the people who were there when you were created, they can tell you, they can give it to you. they can give it to you and tell you things you do not know. And that was what God was saying. He said, these pipes were, when tabrets were put in you. It was the workmanship. When we go into the other versions, you will see what this means. Said they were put in you the day you were created. That very day, I put it in you. And I want us to look at what the New Living Translation says. He says, son of man, sing this funeral song for the king of Tyre. Something bad is about to happen to him. During the COVID, there was a funeral song that went viral. He said, give him this message from the sovereign Lord. You were the model of perfection, full of wisdom and exquisite in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Your clothing was adorned with every precious stone, red chameleon, pale green peridot, white moonstone, blue green bell, onyx, green jasper, blue lapis lazuli, turquoise, and emerald, all beautifully crafted for you and set in the finest gold. They were given to you on the day you were created. So who at all is this king of Tyre? When we come back, I will show you who the king of Tyre was in historically, who he was. But then remember that we're not talking about the king of Tyre, because this is not about the king of Tyre. Definitely there is somebody else he's talking about. He's talking about an anointed cherub, an angel who was created specially for a purpose. So when you come back next tomorrow, you will hear about that. You are so blessed. Please come back for more and share this link with somebody. Bye.